Okay, today is Daf Yud Daled. We're on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. By the second line from the bottom, today's share is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Dask, David Svi Ben Dov Mordechai, son of Seth and Leah. Okay, second to bottom line. So we just went through 10 out of the 18 Xeris. Yesterday we ran through 10. We just rattled them off. We didn't really explain them. Now we're going to explain, I think, almost all of them. Almost all of these 10. Close to all of them. Mantana, number one. Number one was, Mantana, who's the Tana that says, Ha'okel okel rishon, v'ha'okel okel sheni, mifzal pasli, timuye lo metano. Who is the Tana that says that if you eat a rishon, and if you eat a sheni, you become Tameh to the extent that you make Truma Tameh, but the Truma cannot make anything else Tameh. Who says that? That's what happened. That was the Gedera number one. You ate something. You ate a Rishon, or you ate a Shani, it makes no difference. You will any Truma that you touch, you will make it into a Shlishi. Even if you're a Rishon. Even if you're a Shani, you make it into a Shlishi. It makes no difference. Okay, you eat a rishon, or you eat a sheni, right? Ochel ochel rishon, ochel ochel sheni. You eat a rishon, or you eat a sheni. You become tamei to the extent. You become tamei to the extent that you can make truma into a shlishi. You don't become anything. You become that you whatever you touch, the truma becomes tamei, and the truma can't make anything else tamei. It becomes tamei. It calls it pasul because pasul means it can't make anything more tamei. It can't make kadshim tamei.
Right.
It cannot. Normally truma can, not this. Oh. That's exactly the point.
What happens to truma that becomes tamei?
You're not allowed to eat it. You have to burn it. You can't let it rot. Yeah, we have all these rules about how you treat tamei truma. Okay, why did they make a gzera like that? We'll see now. But who says that first of all? Whose opinion is that? What? Correct. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Rabbi Yehoshua. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua. This is the hardest one of the first two. Ditnan, because we learned in a Mishnah, this is in Sota, that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha'ochel Ochel Rishon, Rishon. If you eat a Rishon, you become a Rishon. Says Rashi, Nase gufo rishon, you become a rishon. Umetameyes hatruma lihios sheni, you make the truma into a sheni, right? Vehi tachzar v'tifsal shlishi, and then it can go make something into a shlishi. It can go make truma into a shlishi, right? That's not what our gzera was. Next, v'ochel ochel sheni sheni, you eat a sheni, you become a sheni. Va'ochel, ochel shlishi, shlishi. You eat a shlishi, you become a shlishi. That's you are what you eat. That's Rabbi Yehoshua. You right? You eat a rishon, you became that. Even though we learned yesterday, I said yesterday that normally tuma goes down a notch. What? Normally tuma goes down a notch, but this is the gzeira d'rabbanan anyway.
Because you're eating it.
You'll see why in a minute they made this rule. Rabbi Eliezer is more machmir. He's even more machmer. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Rabbi Yehoshua says like this, Ochel ochel rishon, whether you eat a rishon, v'ochel sheni, or whether you ate a sheni, sheni, you become a sheni. Which means that if you touch truma, you'll turn it into a shlishi. Now, whereas truma v, not here. Okay? Now let's look at the Rashi. The Rashi is Rabbi Yehoshua Omer. It's at the end of the first skinny line. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, ha'ochel ochel rishon, havisheni. If you eat a rishon, you become a sheni. V'chein, ha'ochel ochel sheni, havisheni. And you became in a sheni, you became a sheni. Right? Going slow because I don't have to get that. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You become a sheni. Right? V'hasam, and over there, mefaresh taima, we explain. Matzinu, we have a rule, we find. Shahasheni osa sheni al yedei mashkin. There's precedent for this. Because by liquids it's true. By liquids, a sheni can make a sheni with liquids. Demashkin, afilu heim shnayim, even if it's a sheni, nas in tchila. It turns into a rishon. In other words, when something is a sheni and touches liquids, or if liquid sheni, it makes the liquid back into a rishon. V'osin magon sheni. Then when you touch it now, you become sheni. Whatever anyone touches it, whatever touches it becomes a sheni. V'yaf kan, so to over here, hichmiru basheni. To make you, whatever touches it, just like it.
Because you ate it, or because
we touch, didn't say the reason why yet. We didn't say the reason. We just said what happened.
Only by food or anything.
Only by food. We'll see in a minute. We didn't get the reason. But we didn't get the reason. We just said what happens. So a rishon or a sheni that eats food becomes a sheni. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. You eat a rishon or you eat a sheni, you become a sheni. That's right. Okay?
The nafkaminas is that you don't go down a notch.
Correct. Not only that, there's more nafkaminas. First of all, a person normally can never be a sheni.
By a rishon, you go down. You eat a rishon, you become a sheni.
Normally, you don't. You don't even. There's no way. I think that a person can only become tamei from another person. I don't even know if food can make you tell me on a Cheney level. There's no such thing like that. It's all the Rabbanon. We'll see why in a minute. We didn't say why yet. Just one more thing he says. Now, Shlishi, this is hard. Shlishi, let's say you ate a Shlishi. Let's say you're a Kohen, and you ate Shlishi, Truma. That was a Shlishi. Now, you're not supposed to do that, but you did it. So, Shlishi... Sheni lakodesh, you become a sheni regarding kodshim, right? Shlishi, sheni lakodesh, but v'ein sheni latruma, but you don't become a sheni regarding truma. Okay, in other words, you ate a shlishi, and by the way, I said what I said was wrong. I said you're a kohen. You're not a kohen. You're a regular guy. However. B'chulon shenasu al tahayrus truma. You're treating your chulin like as if it's truma. There was such a concept that they used to pretend that they were like kahanim, so they would always be in a state of tahayra. Normally, a regular Jew, there's nothing wrong with him being tamei. He could be tamei for 6 months, and everything he eats is tamei, and everything it could be no avera. The only thing is, when he goes to the base of the mikvah, he has to go to the mikvah. He has to be mitahir himself before yontif. So it could be the whole winter. You could be like that. From the day after the Simchas Torah all the way till Pesach, you're not going to go to the Beis Hamikdash. You can be telling me all you want. There was a Mila that people shouldn't do that. Right? And they would pretend that everything they were doing was like Kahanim. So what does he have? It's really Chulim. It's really Chulim. No such thing as a Shlishi Chulim. No such thing. But you're treating it like it is. So if you eat that, what happens is you become a Sheni regarding Kodshim. That means... If you touch kachim, you'll make that into a shlishi. But you don't become a sheni regarding truma. So that means if you touch truma, nothing happens to the truma. Kind of rules that. So Rashi says, ha'ochel ochel shlishi. Next Rashi, ha'ochel ochel shlishi. If somebody eats a shlishi, Ose gufu sheni lekodesh. You make your body into a sheni only regarding kachim. Only regarding kachim, not regarding truma. What kind of split is that? The Hashem of Arish Taima, we say it like this. Why is there a rule that normal foods stop at sheni, truma goes to shlishi, and kachim go to revi? Why is there a rule like that? Why is there a difference what the food is? Why? Why is there a difference? What's the difference? So Rashi explains, for Hasan Mefarish Taima, the high ochel shlishi chulin, this shlishi, which is really chulin, we're pretending it's a shlishi. It's not a shlishi at all. It's nothing. It's not truma. We're pretending it's truma. Shenasu al tahayrus trumahu, you're treating it as if it was, you know, truma. The taharasan and its tahayra tumahi etel hektish. Is always tummy when it comes to hektish. What that means is as follows. If you have a shlishi, can you make it into a revi if the revi is kachim? The answer is yes. Why is that true? It's true because kachim is on a higher level than truma. So it's not what the ability for Kachim to become even a Revi is based on the fact that it has more holiness. So any guarding that you do doesn't help for Kachim. Does that make sense? Therefore, regular foods stop at Cheney. When it comes to Truma, no. The Tumah can extend because Truma has Kedusha to it. What about Kachim? It can extend even further. It's even more Kachim. It's even more holy. It has more Kedusha to it. It's from a carbon. Therefore, Hilkach, therefore, Nira Didei. Now this is all a fiction. You're pretending that you are someone who only eats things on Kachim. Only eats things on Tahira. Right? Like you're a Kohen, like you never Tameh. Now what happened? You ate a Shlishi. So does that work to save Kachim? Now the whole thing is not a Shlishi anyway. You're pretending. Does that work?
Why have to bring a case from a fake case? Why not bring it from a real case?
Because how else? They asked that question. I forgot the answer to that question. One second. Just to finish the Rashi. Hilkach, Shmira Didei, the guarding that you're doing, the fiction that you're doing, to pretend that you're eating Tahiris, Lav Shmira Hil Inyan Kodesh. That's not a Shmira regarding Kachim, because Kachim can become a Revi. Therefore, Chayshinan Ba'ochel Shlishi Didei, therefore we're suspicious if you ate a Shlishi, Dilma Rishon Hu, maybe really it was a Rishon, Ba'ochel Sheni, and you turn it into, and you become a Sheni, and therefore you can make the Kachim into a Shlishi and a Revi. But by Truma, we don't say that. Now Josh asked a good question. Why do I have to make up a fake case like this? Why have a real case?
So
I don't think that's the answer. The only way it could be applied is if it's a Kohen. If it's real Truma, it's only talking about a Kohen. Because only Kahana have an issue with eating, right? Mm-hmm. So they wanted to just give a universal case. How can it be by everybody? Because they're pretending that they're Kahana. Right? Such a concept like that. Okay? So anyway, getting back to our story, there was a Xavier here. Anything you eat, you eat a Rishon, you eat a Shani, you eat a Rishon, you become a Shani. You eat a Shani, you become a Shani. Only regarding Truma, and only to make it Tameh, but not to make it, only to make it Puzzle, but not to make it Tameh. That's what we said. That was Xavier number one. I told you, the number one and number two are the hardest. They're the same, but they're not the hardest. You see the Xavier? You eat a Shani. You eat a Rishon, you become a Shani. You eat a Shani, you become a Shani. Why? What's the reason for this? So, Ochel Ochel Rishon, for Ochel Ochel Shani, my Taima, Gazru Bey, Rabbanan Tuma. Why did the Rabbanan make you Tame? Why? What's the reason for this? Zimnin, sometimes. Here's the reason. The Ochel. Now, normally, food can't make you Tame. Is that true? Yes, I believe it is true. So, zimnin, sometimes, the achil ochlin tamein, you're going to eat tamei food, and while you're chewing it, v'shakil mashkin de truma, you're going to take a truma drink, v'shade lepume, and you're going to put it in your mouth while you're chewing the tamei food, right?
This is about coming now.
Okay. No.
Truma.
Yeah. Right. Upasal lahu. And it's going to make you puzzle. Right?
It makes you puzzle or makes the...
Makes the truma puzzle. It makes the food in your mouth puzzle. It makes the truma puzzle. You're eating a sandwich. That sandwich is whatever it is. It's tamay. It's a rishon. Then while you have a sandwich, ooh, there's truma wine over here. You're going to drink the truma wine. It's going to make the truma wine tummy. Why? Because the food in your mouth is going to touch it. Right? It's very normal. It's very normal for people to drink while they're eating. Right? So because of that zera, right? Therefore, we said like this. Anytime you eat a rishon or you eat a shani, you become a shani. You'll never have truma on the table. You'll never have the drink on the table. Okay? You'll never have the drink on the table to prevent the tumor from ever becoming tummy. Okay? Good? That's the reason for Xero number one. Okay? We're going to get to that. That's in the bottom of the page. We're going to get to that. No, because you'll see it at the end of the page. Now, that's Xero number one. Gzera number two was, well, Gzera number two was, Shose Mashkim Tameim, if you drink Tamei liquids, my time of Gozer Berabon and Tumah, they made the same thing on you. You drink a Rishon, you become a Sheni. You drink a Sheni, you become a Sheni. What's the reason for that? So, exact same thing. Zimnin, sometimes, the Shasa Mashkin Tameim, you're going to drink Tamei liquids, Vishakil Ochlin de Truma, then you're going to take a Truma sandwich, Vishadi Lipumayhu, and you're going to put it in your mouth, Upasaluhu, and you're going to pass a little Truma drink. So, Hainu Hach, it's the exact same thing. It's the exact same case. Right? It's the exact same case.
Liquids make things Tamei.
Correct. Even worse. Right, even worse. We'll see in a minute. Rashi is going to point that out soon. So, Mahu Detema, I would have thought, listen, ha, in the case where you're eating, and now you want to have a drink, that's normal. But, Shchichi, that's normal. Ha, who drinks and then eats to help the drink go down? Nobody does that. Nobody does that. Ha, lo Shchichi, that's not normal. That's not normal. I would have thought, there's no need for a Xer in that case. Because nobody starts off, okay, what are we eating for supper tonight? We're having wine. Nobody does that. That's not normal. So if you're doing that, and then, you know what? I'm a little hungry. This wine doesn't really fill me up that much. I'm a little hungry. Let me take some food. That's very far-fetched. Kamash Milan, it's still Gzeira. It's still a Gzeira. Okay, so they're both are separate Gzeiras, because the second one's not really so common. I would have thought it's not a Gzeira. Okay, next, number three. Okay, now they're easy. We said like this, if you take a shower, if you rove of your body and rove of your head get wet, you become tummy. What kind of thing is that?
You can go back to the
mikvah, right? My time of Gazi Berabon and Toma, what kind of reason is that? So Amr of Bibi, Amr of Asi, okay, like this. Shebet Chila, in the beginning, Hayu Tovlin, Bimei Ma'oros, they would go to the mikvah in caves, Mechunasin, that were covered over Usruchin, and they were not fine. They were not like today with marble, all the fancy mikvahs. They weren't like that. You go to Israel, you see the mikvahs over there. People used to go in that.
I'll tell you about the mikvah I went there with Yom
Kippur. In the old city?
No.
Oh my God, that mikvah in the old city is
no,
so
is
nice.
No.
Just the opposite. The one in the old city
was a shocking experience.
The one in the old city was shocking. Shocking. There were two mikvahs, and one was there was a line for the men, and the other one was empty. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to wait online. Why should I wait online? I'll go to the empty one. And the empty one was freezing. Anyway, but that's how it used to be, right? So what happened? They go to the mikvah. By the way, so in those days, men had to go just as much as women. Now men don't have to go ever. It's a mile before Shabbat, before Yontif, every day. It's all nice and good. It's a chiyuv. Women today still have a chiyuv. So, hayinosin aleihem mayim she'uvin, they would wash themselves off from the putrid water. So, his chilu, they began, but asum keva, they started to make a kviyas about this. So, gazo aleihem tumah, the Rabbana made a tumah. My kev, what's the kviyas? So, Amar Abaya, shayu omrim, the women would say, or the men would say, lo elu matarin, ela elu ve'elu matarin. It's not the mikvah that makes you tahar. It's two components, the mikvah and the shower afterwards. So I'm only Rava, my Afka made up a big deal. Hakatavli Bahanach, so they're going to the mikvah. Ella, my Rava, no. Shia Omrim, lo Elu Matarin, Ella Elu Matarin. It's not the mikvah that makes you Tahar, it's the shower that makes you Tahar. So I always wondered about that. So why would they go to the mikvah?
They're going anyway.
So why would they go? If you think it's only the shower, what are you going for?
I don't really get the mikvah. You're going anyway.
No, so maybe they thought that that's some kind of, ancient thing. It's not really an Akiv.
But the water was dirty.
And right, so then what would happen? They would stop going to the mikvah. They'd just take a shower. Right? Now, I remember my grandmother, why should you do both? That's silly. I'm going to save time. I'm just going to take a shower. Right? So to prevent that, they said anyone who does that becomes tummy.
Right, they go that day to the mikvah, they shouldn't go to the shower that day. They should wait till next day.
Correct. That's the end of that Gzeira. Okay, good. Next one. Then we said, a Tahar person, Shenaflu al Rosho Verubo Shlo Shalugin Mayim Sheuvim, a Tahar person, that three lug falls on his head, he also becomes Tame. So my time, a Gazer Berabana Toma, what's the reason for that? So the Gemara says, because the Eloha Lo Kaimaha. If not for this Gzeira, the previous Gzeira would never take hold. Why not? Because as they would say, there's no difference between a Tahar person or someone who went to the mikvah in Tumah, right?
Between a shower and three lulim.
What?
Between a shower and three.
No, that's not what it says. Rashi says over here, the gazer af al hatahar, right? The gazer af al hatahar, lo kaim gzira haba achar tvila. The gzira of going showering after the tvila would never have taken hold. The Amri, Maishna Hai Mehai. What's the difference between this and that? What does that mean?
That was the whole purpose.
What? Right, so they made a gzeirah now that anyone who goes takes a shower now becomes tamei. Right, to make sure that people that went to the mikvah wouldn't take showers.
We're talking about a guy who's going to the mikvah and he's not tamei?
Hmm?
Yeah. No, here it's just the first case is talking about where a guy went to the mikvah. And then the second case is talking where a guy just took a shower.
Right. Right.
No,
just took a shower. He just took a shower.
No mikvah.
No mikvah.
Three liters of water.
What kind of person is he? He's a tar person.
Tar person is not going to the mikvah.
Exactly. So they made a gzeira. If you, that's what they made a gzeira. If you take a shower, you become tummy.
That's what it sounds like. No,
that doesn't make any sense. It definitely talking about a person who was tar.
Just like.
No, by the way, that's the way they
take it.
Hmm?
Yeah, but Menachem, exactly, that's the, I'm reading it, the, exactly the way you said it, is the way they type it.
He's only talking about the person who's tummy. Tar person wants to take a shower.
Tar person takes a shower, he's tummy.
Can't take a shower, can't take, that's what they
say. A tar person who takes a shower becomes tummy.
Yeah.
That would give teeth to the previous zero that
yes.
If you're tummy and you
yes.
Take a shower,
that's
you don't
exactly
become tummy.
That's exactly what
it is. That makes sense.
Yes.
Makes a lot of sense.
So every day I'm going to make take showers.
If you were going to eat truma, yeah.
Exactly.
So you can't take a shower ever?
You can, you just become tummy, bizarabana.
Okay, what do you do for that? You go to the mikvah and then you can't take a shower.
Exactly.
You go to the mikvah every day.
Does that make sense?
No.
So what?
The moral is so you find a clean mikvah. Because if you go to the
right.
You can't take a shower.
He says like this.
He's dipping all day long. Every time I want to go, every day someone takes a shower, well, again, they can take showers every single day.
People would say there's no chiluk between a tar person or someone who went to the mikvah to get out of his tumah. Right? Just like shame she'ain hatahar nitma b'mayim she'uvim. So it's like a tar person doesn't become tameh when he takes a shower. Kacha tovel eino nitma b'mayim she'uvim. So too a tameh person who goes to the shower doesn't become tameh. Therefore they made a gzeira on everybody. Okay, next. That's what they did. Next. Sefer Torah, the Sefer. So we said, if you touch the Sefer, you become Tamei. Why do you become Tamei? My time, a Gazer Berabban and Tumah, Amar B'Sharshia, B'Tchila, in the beginning, Hayamatzni and Etza Oakland, the Truma, Etel Sefer Torah. They used to hide the Truma, not hide, store the Truma together with Svar. Why did they do that? Because, for Amru, Hay Kodesh, Hay Kodesh. This is holy, this is holy. Kivan de Kachazer de Ka'atzil de Pseida, since there was a Pseida, What's the Pseida we'll see in a minute? Gazer Berabban and Tumah. The Rabban made a Gzera of Tumah. What's the Gzera? So says Rashi. Achbarim, Mitsuyim, Eitzel, Ochlin. The mice would come by the food. Umafsidin as a Sefer. They would ruin the Sforim as well. Aval Chulin, Lahutri Chulin, sir. There's no reason to be Gazer on Chulin. You know why? The Balav Hachinami Lahayan Nachnasin Chulin, Eitzel, Kodesh. Nobody put the Chulin in the Aron Kodesh. They didn't do that. Only Tumah they did that. So they made a Gzera. Next. Vayadayim, and what about hands? Mipnei, Shayadayim, Oskana Yosein. Because your hands are very busy. So therefore what? So therefore what if your hands are busy? So Rashi gives two pshatim. Interesting. Askana Yosein. Vinogin bibsaro, because you probably touch your body. B'makom tuna efes, in dirty places. And v'gnai l'truma b'kach. It's a gnai for truma like this. It's a gnai for you to touch truma. Right? Imagine you scratch yourself with these, and then you open up a sefer. That's not right. Same thing with truma. The gnai is touching itself all these places. It's not appropriate for the truma to touch the truma after you've been touching these private places. Therefore, they made a gzeira, your hands are tamei.
Therefore, why do you have to wash them before you handle bread or anything?
So really anything. Now then Rashi gives another pshat, which he doesn't like. Then he says, Rabbeinu Mufarshim, Chayshinan, listen to this, Shema Nagu Yada B'tumah, maybe your hands actually touched. So according to the first answer, it has nothing to do with tumah. Just has to do with covet, according to the first answer. Something to do with tumah. You didn't touch a dead body. Just touch, you touch it. The scratch under your arm. It's not, you know, scratch under your arm, now you can eat truma. That's not right. According to the second shot, now you touch tumah. The Kashali, so what I mean, it says Rashi, touch Tuma, Im Kain, Nechu Shema Naga Ba'ava Tuma, Tadimsa, Rishon Vid Mena. Then your whole body becomes Tuma. Touch Tuma, your whole body. No such thing as hands. Va'od, Maishna Yadayim L'chodayah, B'chol Gufo, Nigzal L'Apostle, Tuma, Shema Naga Yadda B'Tuma, Vidit B'chol Gufo. Again, your whole body becomes Tuma if you touch Tuma. Va'od, Lo Tasi Le'Benegit Menetila, El B'Tvila. Not only that, then going to washing your hands is not enough. You got to go to the mikvah. Right? If you're Tomei, you can't wash your hands. The whole thing doesn't make any sense, as Rashi.
What is there only by bread?
What?
Why is it only by bread?
We're going to get to that on the end of the daf, if we get there. Right. So the Ritva tries to get at it. By Truma, maybe right, the second shot makes sense, but we didn't want to make you go to the mikvah, really. Then never, nobody would ever go. Every time you want to eat, you got to go to the mikvah. That's such a hard... It's a whole chashash anyway. So we have a little momeka. We'll just make you wash your hands. All right. Okay, next. Tana. Af yadayim habos machma sefer. Poslos. Af yadayim. Even your hands. Habos machma sefer. That come because of a sefer. Also says a truma. Also passes the truma. In other words, mishum derav parnach. Damer of parnach. Hamer of Yochanan. Ha'oches sefer Torah orum. If you touch a sefer Torah orum, naked, doesn't mean naked. It means you touch a sefer Torah, your hands, mamish, touch that Torah. Nikbar orum. You're buried orum. Orum salakadaita? You're buried without, that sounds bizarre. El amar of zera, no, orum below mitzvos. You're buried without mitzvos. Mitzvos salakadaita? Well, I'm buried without mitzvos. Right? Ela, Ema, Orem, below Osa Mitzvah. It's a very difficult Gemara. You're buried without that Mitzvah. Says Tosfos, the bottom one. Im Oches, Lil Modbo. If you touch that Torah to learn, Ein Bo Schar, Shal Osa Limud. You don't get Schar for that learning. Im Beshvil Glagolo. If they called you up for Glila, or Hagba, right? And you had dirty hands like that, Ein Lama Kabo Schar Ala Glila. You don't get the Schar on the Glila. What Schar did you get on Glila? Whatever Schar you get, you don't get. Right?
Well, that's why we actually don't touch the sefer.
Exactly, we do not. As a matter of fact, people that lay know this. Before even Megillah Esther, before you lay, people wash their hands. There's a minhag to wash your hands even before you lay. Even in Megillah, doesn't even have Hashem's name in it.
How is making gzeira that if you touch a holy sefer, cloth, tuma, how does that prevent you from hiding it with the food?
It's not. It's a separate thing. It's a separate thing. And by the way, the other way around also, not only is the truma, but even the Torah. So you have to wash your hands, you have to have clean hands, you have to have tyra before you touch a holy thing.
Listen, if you touch a cup, you become tame. If you touch a Torah, you become tame.
It's only a durabanan. It's just an idea. It's an idea that you shouldn't treat the Torah like you treat the newspaper. That's all.
So if you wash the design, you can wash the touch.
Yes. Yes. And by the way, people fix it, they touch it all the time. Why? It's a Torah. It's just time to go meddle around and play around. You shouldn't do that. That's all it's saying. Now, hide Gaza Beresha. Which Gzera came first? So, Elay Mahad the Gaza Beresha. If you're going to say that first they made a Gzera on your Yadayim, it doesn't make any sense. Kiva Dahanach Gaza Beresha. Once they made that Gzera first, Hasul Amalik. So, what do you need the second Gzera for? On the Sefer. Anyway, you have to wash your hands always. Ella, rather, Hach Gaza Beresha. Now, first they made a Gzera on the hands for the Torah. Then, Bahad the Nigzer Kula Yadayim. Then they made a Gzera on all your hands, all the time. Okay. Utful Yom. One of the things in the one of the gzeres was a tful yom, right? That a tful yom passes truma when he touches it. So Gemara says tful yom. That's a daraisa. That's a daraisa. Dichsev, because it says we bought Hashem's retar, right? We're doing that on the brachas at base. So you write some imikan tful yom. Take tful yom out of that list. It doesn't belong there. It's a mistake. Next, va'ochlin shenitmu b'mashkin. Food that got touched with liquid. Hassel's truma that you touch. Now, b'mashkin demai. What kind of liquid is this? Ile b'mashkin abom achma sheretz. If it's liquids that touch the sheretz, that's doraisa nino. What happened? You have a dead sheretz over here. Some liquid touched it, and that liquid touched my food. That's a doraisa. Dichsev, because it says, kol mashka asher yishta. That can't be right. Ella, rather, it's b'mashkin haba'in machmas yadayim. That's what it is. It's liquids that touched. I didn't wash my hands. Now I touched liquid. Now that liquid touched the food. That food I can't eat. That's very far-fetched. Right, my hands are only shanies. I touched liquid. Liquid that touches the food. That I can't eat. Why? Why not? Ugzera misho mashkin haba'a machmas cherit. It's a gzera. It's a gzera. Atu real tumah liquids. Right? Just like tumah liquids, water or wine or oil that touch the sherets, I can't, that touches food, that makes it a problem. So too, anytime I touch liquid like this, it makes it a problem. What? Now, it says Rashi, the last Rashi before the lines get wider. He says, the Ashkechan Bahem, Shehem Rishonim Daraisa. Because those liquids that touch the sherets are Rishon Daraisa. So making zero, even though these liquids are not Tamei Daraisa, but because there are ones that are out there, we're making zero. That says Rashi. V'had de gazer b'chal tumos mashkin liyos tchila. How can we have a rule like that? All liquids go up a notch. Normally things go down a notch, but liquids they go up a notch. So my hands are a sheni. They touch liquids. They make the liquids into a rishon. How come by liquids it goes in the reverse direction? Right. So why is that?
Liquid is machzer.
Ah, so it's half right. V'lo gazer nami ba'ochlin. Why don't we think there by ochlin? Gzeiru mishum ochel abo machma sheret. If food touches a sheret, it becomes tamei. So why don't we make that food into a rishon? How come that goes down a notch? How come liquids go up a notch? It's a general question that Rashi is addressing.
That's nature's liquid.
Why is that? So Rashi says, because hainu matayma, the reason is the achmar abanim b'mashkin, the reason why we're more matayma b'mashkin is mishum da alulun l'kabal tumah. It's easier for liquids to become tamei. Why? She'ein tzrichin tikkun hechsher. They don't have to get wet first. They're already wet. All foods have to have been wet once. Liquids don't need that rule. So liquids are easier to become tamei. So we're more machmir when it comes to liquids. That's what Rashi says.
I can't answer. You just explain it.
Right. Levin l'day tumah aval ochlin, but food tzrichin tikkun. Right, Nesinas Mayim Lachshirin Lakabel Tuma. It needs first has to get wet in order for it to be able to become tummy. Therefore, to make zeres like that, it's a little harsh. So by liquids, you make zeres, by towels, we don't. Okay. Next, Vakelim Shenitmu B'Mashkin. Also, Kalim that touched liquids. Right. Now, Kalim Shenitmu B'Mashkin D'Mayim. What kind of Kalim are these? What kind of liquids are these? I'm sorry. Right, Mashkin D'Mayim. What kind of liquid is it? Ilema mashkin dezov. If it was the liquid that came out of a zov, like a sweat or urine of a zov, that's daraisa ninu. That's a daraisa. The siv, because it says v'chiyora kazov v'tar mashe biyad tar tematila. That can't be right. Ella mashkin haba machmas sheretz. Again, it's mashkin that comes out of a sheretz. Normally, kalim can't become tummy from food. I think ugzera misho mashkin dezov, and it's ugzera from liquids that come out of a zov. Liquids that come out of a zov are daraisa. So made a gzeira on other liquids as well. Now, we said earlier that these gzeiras were done in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Goron, who we said this. He was a Talmud of Hillel and Shammai. So now the Gemara is a historical Gemara now. V'yadayim Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel Gazer. These were done by the Talmidim of Hillel and Shammai. Shammai v'Hillel Gazer. Shammai v'Hillel Gazer. It was done by Shammai Hillel himself. The Tanya. Yosi ben Yezer ish Tzreda, Yosi ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim, made two gzeiras. Number one, gazru tumah al era ta'amim. They made tumah on any foreign land. The whole discussion. You go to Jordan, you become tamei. You didn't touch a thing. Just by walking on the land, you become tamei. That's a gzera derabanan. And v'alkliv zchuchas, and on glass kalim. My glass is like this quasi, it's not metal, it's not wood. But what is glass exactly? So they made a gzera on glass. Shemen shatach tikin ksuva leisha. He made a gzeira, they have to give a ksuva to a wife. The gazer tumah al kli matachet. And he made tumah on metal kalim. Shammai v'Hillel gazer tumah al yadayim. Shammai v'Hillel made a tumah on hands. What do you mean it was made later? It's an old thing. V'chi tema shammai v'siyato v'Hillel v'siyato. Doesn't mean Shammai and his base Shammai. And Hill and his base Hillel and the yeshivas. V'amar Yehuda amar Shmuel. Yud ches dover gazeru. They made Yudches Gzeres, right? And by the way, Ubiyudches Nechlechu. All these 18 things, there was a fight. About each one, there was a fight. The Elu, Hillel v'Shammai, lo Nechlechu, elo begimel makomos. Hillel and Shammai themselves only argued on three things in Shas. Only the three, two of them only argued three times. We only know one of them, because the other two are in Idias, which is no Gemara. So we never heard of those two. Tomorrow we're going to say what the three are. Well, the third one is in Nida, right? The first Mishnah of Nida. Was the third one. The first two, we'll see tomorrow what they are. So they only argued three times. They didn't argue.
Them themselves.
Them themselves only argued three times. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued 1,000 times. Hillel and Shammai only argued three times. Right? That shows you the Yerida of the Mesorah. They only had three issues that they disputed. Exactly. So that's tomorrow's daf. So the first half. So what do you mean that? But now they argued 18 things more? Damar of Huna, Begimel Mekamos, Nechlegu Fesulo. That's it. So this can't be Hillel and Shammai themselves. There'd be more than three. V'chi tema asu inhu gazur litlos. They made a gzera. You could say this. They made a gzera that any of this tuma, your hands, whatever, you can't eat it. The stuff that they touched, but you don't have to burn it. V'asu talmidaihu, and the talmidim came along. The gazru lisrof, and they made a gzera. It has to be burnt. That's what you want to say? It's like a two-stage gzera. Amar ilfa. That's not true. Yadayim tchilos gzera srefasa. The original gzera was that it has to be burnt. So it can't be Hillel and Shammai. Ella, here's the answer. Asu inhu gazer. Hillel and Shammai made the gzera. V'lo kiblu minayu. Nobody liked that gzera, so nobody held from it. V'asu talmidayu. The talmidim came along. Gazru, they made a gzera again. V'kiblu minayu. And that was accepted in Klal Yisrael. Okay, that's the answer. Now, Dakati Shlomo gazer. Wait a minute. This was made up by Hillel and Shammai? The Tilas Yadayim is a lot older than that. It goes back to Shlomo HaMelech. Right? The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, B'shah Shatikin Shlomo Erevin U'Netilas Yadayim. When Shlomo was Mesakin Erevin and Netilas Yadayim, right? Rashi says Erevin. Look at Erevin. Look at the bottom Rashi. Oznayim Lohotzos Shabbos. What's Oznayim? Ears? Can't be ears. What does that mean? There's a reason why I'm reading it. Handles for carrying. Sha'asa lahoti me rishuso l'rishus chavero. You're not allowed to go from one rishus. Afal pi sheshnehem rishus hayachid. Even though they're both my backyard to his backyard, right? We share it. We're neighbors. I can't even do that. So what did Hillel do? What did Shlomo HaMelech do? He made Eruvs. And Netilas Yadayim. When he did that, Yatza Baskel v'amra. A Baskel came out and said, Bini, 1 minute. Bini, my son, Im Chacham Libech, Yismach Libi Gam Ani Chacham Bini V'samach Libi V'ashiva Charfi Davar. So, whole praise that Shlomo HaMelech was so great that he made up these two gzeres. So what do you mean that it was done in the attic of Hananiah? It was way older than that. So we're going to answer that question in a minute. But before we answer that question, the Marsha, the Chassan Sofer, Tosfos first says, wait a minute, Shlomo made more gzeres. He made a gzera on Shnius La'arayas. Right? That not only are some arayas usher in the Torah, more arayas are usher than that. That was done by Shlomo. Also, Shnius La'arayas. How come there's no Baskel that came out? Oh, unbelievable, Shlomo. You made a gzera on Shnius La'arayas. How come there's no Baskel for that? So Tosfos answers, because that gzera was done at a different time than these gzeras. Okay, that's a very balabadish answer. The Chassam Sofer says such an unbelievable answer. He says, which is what gets back to your question that you asked me earlier. The Chassam Sofer says, because Shlomo HaMelech didn't just make gzeras and prohibit things for the Jewish people. He made gzeras for certain reasons, but then he gave you an out. So he made a gzera that Yudayim have to watch, Yudayim are shnias, but you wash your hands. Once you wash your hands, then it's okay. Which answers your question. You said you don't have to wash your hands 24 hours a day. You wash your hands, now you sit down for a suda. So you wash your hands. Now we assume there's no reason that while you're eating, in those days I guess, you would not start scratching yourself in these strange places in the middle of the meal. So there's no reason to wash your hands in the middle of the meal. You wash your hands before the meal, it's very good. Now, Shlomo HaMelech wanted that people shouldn't carry from here to there. Maybe in Torah you're allowed to carry from here to there. But Shlomo made a gzeirah, but he made you an Eruv. So it wasn't just gzeirah that... No, shnius la'arayas? No, you can't marry that person. There's no out. You can't marry that person. What the God of the Shlomo HaMelech was, he made gzeirahs for whatever reason he felt that the gzeirah had to be made, but he found you an out. He found you a way to live with it. That's amazing. Such an amazing part. Right? So Hashem praises him. Look at this Shlomo HaMelech. So anyway, that the question still remains. The question is, these are older than Hillel and Shammai, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. The Gemara answer is Asu Shlomo Gazel Kachem. Shlomo's original gzer was only for Kachem. Then va'asu inhu v'gazer afl truma. And then they came along and they made it even for truma as well. Okay? So that was two stages. All right? So we'll stop here. Everybody have a good chodesh and a very good day.